Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot. My name is Mark, and I'm located on the west side of Columbus. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 MHz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held on Wednesday, August 21st, at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time for the in-person meeting is at 7:30 p.m. Calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcomed and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having either emergency or priority traffic for the net. Please call N8VJS. With no emergency or priority traffic, I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County area's business and or announcements, or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call N8VJS.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
Net acknowledges KA8RLC and KD8IIB with announcements for this evening. Any other stations with announcements for this evening's net? I will now take check-ins using the quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. Starting with the northeast quadrant, any stations north of I-70 and east of I-71, please call N8VJS.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa, John.
Alpha Bob.
Is KD8RTP John and Bob. I got the alpha from your call sign. Please try your call sign again, please.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Sierra Yankee Papa Bob.
I got it now, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Any other stations in the northeast quadrant, please check in now. One last call for the northeast quadrant. Are there any stations south of I-70 and east of I-71. Southeast quadrant, please call NHVJF. Station trying to call, all I got was a carrier, no audio. Any stations in the south west quadrant, I'm sorry, southeast quadrant.
Whiskey 8 Sierra Golf, Mike.
Good evening to you, Mike. Any other stations in the southeast quadrant? Moving on to the southwest quadrant, stations south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call NHVJF.
Kilo Bravo 8 Yankee, Mike November, KBA Wyman, Mark.
Whiskey 8 Romeo, Whiskey Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey, Quebec Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Acknowledges KB8YMN, Mark, W8RWR, Bob, and KD8YWQY, Denny. Any other stations, southwest quadrant? One last call for the southwest quadrant. Moving on to the northwest quadrant, stations north of I-70 and west of I-71, please call NHVJF.
Kilo Echo 8 Delta Whiskey X-ray, this is Troy.
Kilo Echo 8 Alpha November Whiskey, Brian. KE8ANW.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, Frank KWP.
And that technology is K8ANW Brian and K8OVB Frank and Troy. Let me make sure I got your call sign correct. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Echo Yankee.
Yeah, that's Kilo Echo 8 Delta Whiskey X-ray. Thank you.
November 8 Sierra Echo Yankee. N8SEY Sharon.
Thank you, Troy, for the correction on call sign. Apologize, I wrote it down incorrectly. I have a Kilo Echo 8 Delta Whiskey X-ray, and I also acknowledge Sharon, N8SEY. Any other stations in the northwest quadrant, please call N8VJF.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Charlie Golf, name is Brian.
Good evening, Brian, KD8, KC, K, EC, is that correct?
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Charlie Golf.
Sorry about that, Brian. And there was a station that doubled with Brian. The other station, please go ahead.
November 8, Tango, Tango, X-ray, and ATTX, Mike.
NATTX, Mike, I have you checked in. One last call for the Northwest Quadrant. Now calling any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check into the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call NHVJF. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County areas to participate.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8SYT, Lynn, Southeast Quadrant.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango, Northwest Current.
Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Romeo, W4JER, Jeremy in Pickerington, Southwest Quadrant.
Annette acknowledges KB8YVI, Phil. KD8SYT Lynn, N8YMT Che, and W4JER Jeremy. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County? That was Whiskey 3, Zebra Echo Romeo, Gregory. Please confirm your call sign. Gregory, is it the Whiskey 3 Zulu Alpha Romeo? Is that correct? Anyone on the neck can relay Gregory's call sign, please.
I know Gregory's call sign, but I don't know if that was Sam, because it sounded like he said Whiskey 8 and Gregory's or Whiskey 3. KD8IIV. I take that back. He is a Whiskey 8, so I would say that was probably him. W8CAR. KD8IIV.
Okay, thank you for that relay. I will now move on to announcements. Stations having announcements for Franklin County areas. I will begin with Cal, KA8RLC. Go ahead.
Good evening,
evening, Mark. Good evening, Annette. This is KA8RLC. Upcoming activities as it stands right now. As Mark said, on the 21st, we have our in-person meeting. On the 25th will be the Emerald City Half Marathon and Quarter Marathon. The 28th to the 31st is the Millersport Sweet Corn Festival. Contact John Cam, W8JTC, for information on that. 8:31 is the Grandview Kids Tri-Fit. Emerald City and Tri-Fit, I'll have information about those at the upcoming in person. And with that, for now, obviously we'll throw in on October 20th is the marathon, but we're picking up a lot of other stuff in October, so again, we'll talk about that at the in person. With that, I'll give it back to you, Mark K8RLC.
Thank you, Cal, for the announcements for upcoming events. KD8IIB, Kevin, please go ahead with your announcement.
Will do, Mark. Just my usual reminder for upcoming Wednesday night net control operators. Next week, August 14th, KB2KAC, Kristen, August 21st, as has been mentioned, is the in-person. August 28th, W3CAN, Jim. I currently have September 4th open, and September 11th, Mark, you have it once again. I'll take a standby if anybody wants to sign up for September 4th. Well, that was a lot of quiet. Okay, with that, we'll turn it back to Ned. KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin, for your announcement about upcoming NETS, and thank you for keeping that organized every week. Are there any stations on the net with training announcements? I will take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier. Please call N8VHJF. Were there any events this past week or a previous event that would like to be discussed on the net this evening? Are there any stations having any additional business and or discussion topics for this evening's Annette? If so, please call N8VHJF.
N8PVC.
N8PVC, go ahead.
Hi, Mark and Annette. I have a couple things. First off, we replaced the repeater on this frequency earlier this week. It is a model that also has P25 capability. If you don't have your PL set to decode the PL, which I believe is 98.4, is it 94.8, I'm not sure which one, that needs to be enabled. Otherwise, you're going to hear, if anybody uses this repeater for P25, you're going to hear a bunch of data and noise coming out over your radio. It's just a good practice right now. Also, I'd like to know if anybody's having any issues hearing the repeater tonight, wherever they're located.
KCG.
Go ahead.
So I work up in Powell, up near the zoo, and I was having a really hard time on my commute home this evening even hitting the repeater at all until I got to around the Giant Eagle at Sawmill in Bethel. And so I don't know if that's just where I was at, if that's a new thing. So I just wanted to pass that along.
Okay, we'll make a note of that and check into that. I wouldn't think that would have been a problem. We also replaced the duplexer, and we had the previous duplexer, we had about a 6 dB loss through that duplexer. So the transmitted power should be higher than it was previously. Are there any other stations that might have had some problems hearing this evening? Very good. Appreciate the feedback on your issue up there in the Powell area. The second thing I had regarding some training that's coming up next month. I just found out about it today. Some people participated in this last year. It's called EarthX, and it will be held at the Franklin County Emergency Management Agency Tuesday, September 17th. Mike, I think you're on the frequency tonight. Perhaps you can validate the date that will be held.
One second, let me confirm that. This is WHSTM.
Very good. And while he's looking that up, it's just an exercise that we did last year, and I think it was a cyber terrorism incident that happened last year. It was pretty interesting, and I know there were quite a few folks there from ARES. So if you have an opportunity to get involved with that, it would be a great thing to do. I do have an event listed on ARES Connect, so anyone can go over there and get some additional information. And there's also a registration link if you desire to go. But also register on ARES Connect and then register on the registration link that's listed as well. This is N8PBC.
This is W8STM. Just to confirm that EarthX 19 is August 21st, 2019, and as he's highlighted, it is a whole Earth major exercise. They go through quite a number of different scenarios and events and walk through as a tabletop exercise on how that stuff goes. At least that's how they did it last year. So, but the registration and everything else is listed. Thanks very much, W8STM.
Thank you, John and Mike, for confirming the event coming up. And John, for the P25 side, what is the NAC code?
It's a default. It's on other P25 machines in the area. I think it's 293. I think that's what it is. I'd have to look it up here real quick.
Okay, good to know. I do have P25 handheld, so I may give that some try later this evening or next few days. Again, this is NHVHAF Net Control for the Wednesday night Franklin County Aries Net. Kate, OVP, Frank, go ahead.
My S meter is full scale here in Marble Cliffs, Upper Arlington, Mobile, Kate, OVP.
W8STM, correction.
Thank you, Frank, for the feedback on the repeater. And Mike, go ahead.
Roger. In going through the registration, it does highlight on the registration page that the exercise will take place Thursday, September 19th at 6 p.m. That's the way that I anticipate they're going to do that. That will be the tabletop at the Franklin County Emergency Management and Homeland Security Office. But the registration does reflect it on the registration page. Again, September 19th at 6 p.m. WADSTM.
Thank you, Mike. And before I wrap up the net, I do have an announcement from Union County. Union County has their Aries net on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. 145.35 repeater. They also are doing a simplex / digital net using FL Digi at the 9:15 p.m. immediately following their repeater net. The simplex net is on 145.600. So if anyone's on the northwest side of Columbus or Madison, Union County, and want to test out simplex and or FL Digi, Monday evenings, Union County net. At this time, I will take one last round of check-ins for the Franklin County Aries emergency, Franklin County Aries Wednesday night. And I timed out the repeater. Again, one last round of check-ins for the Franklin County Aries Wednesday night net. Please call NHCJS. With no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Thank you to those who have brought announcements and bulletins. Thank you to those who have volunteered for public service events. This is N8VHAF returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. This is N8VHAF signing clear. Good evening and 7-3.